are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. You might have noticed that on Apple Podcasts and on Podomatic, the episodes' names over the last month have changed. I was finding that the episodes weren't refreshing every week, and I had to do some searching into that, and it turned out that they weren't named correctly. So now they're named first by the episode number and then a title, and it has to be a different title every time, and that's what keeps it updating. At the end of 2019, Apple stopped allowing the updating of shows that weren't named in a specific way. Also, if you listen on podcasts, please do me a favor and take a couple of minutes and give On Target a rating. Doesn't even have to be a good rating, but if you interact with the show, it helps other people hear the show. So if you leave a rating, some stars, that's all it takes, then the show gets pushed a little bit and other people can hear it. And don't you want to share this with other people?
Watch me fly. Bring it up.
Canadian guitar superhero Wes Dacus at the top there. Track's called Las Vegas Scene on the Quality label. After that, James Brown and his Famous Flames. Bring It Up. That's on the King label. And finished everything off by flipping over Ooh Baby by Bo Diddley. Track's called Back to School. It's on the Checker label. A real stay in school and study hard message there that is so good to hear on a rock and roll record.
Go, 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 gorilla, go, now go.
Well,
It's a jungle in here. Got all kinds of animals covered in that set there. Started off with The Ideals. The Gorilla is the name of that track on the Cortland label. After that, James Ray, Do the Monkey on Congress. And finally, The Chanteurs, The Grizzly Bear. That's on VJ.
just have to leave this town. I can't see no sense hanging around. The cotton's picked, the money's spent. Ain't nothing left to pay the rent. I guess I've been moving along.
We had a few more animals there, a couple more anyway, starting with Bring Down the Birds. Herbie Hancock on MGM is actually from the film Blow Up, where the main character is a photographer and he's doing a photo shoot with some models, and all the models are up on a mezzanine and he's down in his studio and he calls up Bring Down the Birds, meaning bring down the girls. So it doesn't really refer to the animals, just the British slang. The other thing I should tell you about that record is that it is a straight up bootleg, and I have no qualms about it because the soundtrack for the film is very hard to find. It's been reproduced, but I've been looking for the original for 15 years now, maybe even 20 years, and I've never come across it for any reasonable price. And that track, very recognizable, obviously, because it was sampled by Delight on their very popular track, Groove is in the Heart, was never released on 45. So I really wanted to have it on a 45 to play in my box. Now I have it, and it's totally worth it. Followed that up with a track that never came out. The only place it came out was on the Rare Mod compilation, Volume 2. So I played it off of that LP. It's by the Nocturnes. It's called Hey, That's What Horses Eat. Absolutely have loved that song. This is the first time I heard it. Wish it came out on 45. And again, if somebody bootlegged that, I'd probably buy that bootleg too. Finally, I played Alan Hawkshaw and Alan Parker off of the KPM 1000 series library music LP that I have, music for the young generation. The track's called Moving On. It's the only track on that LP that has lyrics.
Yeah!
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Some more crazy blue-eyed soul started us off there at the top. August and Deneen is the name of that act. And on the ABC label, We Go Together is the name of that track. Follow that up with the Isley Brothers, Save Me From This Misery. I have that on the UK Tamla Motown label, and finished everything off with the most amazing cover of I'm Coming Home in the Morning, originally done by Lou Pride. Huge northern hit, big want, very expensive record, but these guys, Men of North Country, do this outstanding cover, which in and of itself has become a highly sought after record. It's on the Acid Jazz label. Men of North Country are like a modern northern soul band from Tel Aviv, Israel, and I just dig everything that they record. It's absolutely awesome, and for them to go and cover this iconic northern track with so much soul is remarkable. So toda rabah, Men of North Country, for such a stellar record.
Pull a stop on the rising sun.
started the top of that set with a powerful number by Joanne Corsi called I've Got the Power, aptly named, and a strong feminist message, which is fantastic, came out on the Twirl label. Followed that up with Chris Clark, I Love You is the name of the track. It was produced by Marvin Gaye, written by Marvin Gaye, and his wife at the time, Anna Gordy Gaye, who of course was Berry Gordy's sister, and co-written by his other sister, Margaret Gordy Johnson. Came out in the US on the VIP label. I played it off the Canadian Tamla Motown label. Finished everything off with Bobby Smith, Walk On Into My Heart, and that's on the American Artists label. We'll be right back.
shivered and I shook, couldn't do anymore, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Well, if some folks think I'm lazy, there's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go get go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Sometimes I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Well, if you think a jet is fast, you ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed.
Flip the record over and play the B-side. B-side. B-side.
horns, and all kinds of freak beat. From Portugal, the Pop 5 Music Incorporated, tracks called Page One on the Orfu label, followed that up with Both Sides of the Athenians' Waverly single. They're a band from Edinburgh, Scotland, did a handful, maybe three 45s, a lot more recordings that never got released. There was a compilation, came out in 2018, called Stepping Out with the Athenians. These were two great blues covers. I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter, it was actually the B-side, and then followed that with the A-side, which is a Mod Roots standard, Slim Harpo classic called I Got Love If You Want It, a reworking of which was The Who's very first single under the name The High Numbers, renaming it I'm the Face. Those singles only came out in Scotland and the UK.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. Dug on beat now, we're gonna call our very own Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now, oh yeah. And we've got a dug-on beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man go get that same groove
That was the beginning and the end with a very funky number about Nassau in the Bahamas called, funnily enough, Funky Nassau. That was part one on the Alston label. I'm going to leave you off now with a Hammond jazz number called You Better Believe It by the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, but really it is Richard Groove Holmes on the Pacific Jazz label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. ¶¶